Some weeks ago, we were talking about a big musical event, Fla Ceoil na hÉireann, and I said it was one of the biggest events on the Irish calendar. Another event that is absolutely huge on the Irish calendar is the National Ploughing Championships, which are happening at the moment in County Laois. And at the moment, Jim Finn is there, and Jim is the presenter of the Ag Report on Tip FM, but he's also very heavily involved with the Irish Local Development Network, a man of many talents. Jim, thanks a million for joining us from the Ploughing Championships today. How are you?
Well, good morning, Ger. I'm in great order, thank you very much. And we're here at the biggest outdoor farming event in Europe.
Wow.
Believe it or not, yeah.
It is, as I said, one of the biggest events on the National Ploughing Championship, on the national calendar. Yeah. And you don't have to be involved in agriculture or farming to be interested and to have a fabulous day at the ploughing.
No, it's a day out for anybody interested in rural Ireland and big machines and all kinds of things like that, from any kind of shopping that you want to do. This site here is absolutely massive in size, and everybody that can get away. They will have close to 300,000 people will attend the 3 days here. So that's nearly 100,000 a day. So, that's the full of a very big stadium. As well as that now, and you mentioned National Ploughing Championships, we also have the World Championships here in Rathaniska this year because of the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Yes.
Because the World were to be in Russia this year, but needless to mention, it was pulled, and the Irish put their hands up and said, we'll do it.
What makes the Ploughing Championships so special?
I think what makes it so special, it's in September. Mm-hmm. Harvest is over. Cows are going back and they're not being milked. Farmers have an opportunity themselves to relax.
Right.
That's really what it's about. Because this is really a really big agricultural show. You could put it like that, with ploughing attached to it. Mm-hmm. Now, I was a farmer all my life until I went into the media business. But as a farmer, my big attraction is the ploughing.
Okay.
Whereas to the general public, it's the big agricultural show where all the big manufacturers of various agricultural machinery, big and small, are all here trying to sell their wares.
And
make the public aware that they are there.
Yeah, I mean, you can sit on the brandest, newest of the combine harvesters and on the tractors and all the farm machinery that you'd have. Mm-hmm. But as well as that, you've got musical tents. You've got people like Mike Denver playing down there.
Oh, we have.
Yeah, we
have a big bandstand here. And there's about six sessions every day at the bandstand. We also have panel discussions on various topical issues of the day. I'm about to go on one got to do with vacant houses and what do we do with them.
Okay.
In rural Ireland, yeah.
And really, all of the politicians, looking at social media yesterday, I saw so many of the top politicians. They just want to be there shaking hands. They want to be their faces seen. They want their faces on social media and the newspapers and the television. It's a place where you have to be seen.
Correct. And particularly, it's, I know we're not, it's not an election year, but when it is an election year, it's twice as bad. It's bad now. It's bad now, but it's twice as bad when they're all out looking to be elected. But it's part of what I really say to you is it's an Irish way of celebrating harvest.
Right.
That it's all over. The good things about rural Ireland, and it is definitely rural Ireland rather than the cities, but the city people come to see what's happening and see what the trends are. And I suppose, you'll hear arguments that rural people should be doing this and they should be minding the environment and they should be doing all these things. And they are doing it, but maybe not quick enough.
I know that it's the first time in 3 years that the Ploughing Championships have been held. For two of those years, it was to do with COVID. Am I right in thinking that the third year was to do with the weather and the fact that it was unsafe?
No. That's not 100% correct.
Okay.
The 1919 championships went ahead. 2019.
That's all right.
I wasn't around in 1919. Sorry. The 2019 one went ahead. I was here. It's in the same site. And that went off very well.
Okay.
The weather event was at the 2018.
Oh, was that it? Okay.
Which was in Tullamore in County Offaly. So, and then we had a storm. And that really wrecked the whole. You must remember that this whole arena that I'm in now has all been built in a few weeks and has all come down in a few days.
Yeah.
And they're not permanent structures, you know. And with the result when we got a storm, a very severe storm, I was looking at some of these structures absolutely disappearing up into the air and away, like as if to the hurricane.
That's incredible. Now,
so that was that event. Then 2019 went ahead. We had none in 2020. We had none in 2021. And we're back here then in September 2022.
And can you sense the appreciation of people being back?
Yes. You can sense it. Number one, smiles on people's faces. The interaction with people, no matter what roadway or road that I walk to, I'll meet people that I know what they're putting their arms around you and saying, look, it's great to be back. And it is after maybe the 2 and a bit years that we're all after going through, you know.
And I know that you're there meeting various people yourself and probably doing some interviews and things like that. Yeah. And you did mention to me that you have an appointment to meet with the Minister for Agriculture, Charlie McConnellogue, a little later on today. What are you going to be talking to Minister McConnellogue about?
Well, I'm going to be talking to him about the environmental issues, and I'll be probably telling him that from my experience as an agri-journalist that I'm looking and I'm seeing that farmers are doing more than probably any other sector of society to protect the environment at the moment.
Okay.
But they're not getting the recognition for it. The population at large appear to be anti-farming at the moment because of the environmental issues, and that comes maybe more from the younger generation who seem to be indoctrinated at the moment with the issues facing the planet.
Mm. There is a lot of finger-pointing going on towards the people in agricultural business.
Without a doubt. And some of it might be there might be some truth in it, but in general, there's not truth in it. There's an awful lot of things have been done by farmers, particularly in the last 7 or 8 years, to cut down on, I suppose, try to get water quality back where it should be, trying to use less nitrogen, trying to use less phosphates as well. A lot has been done. But it's all because the cow population in Ireland, since the abolition of quotas in 2015 or thereabouts, I can't remember the exact date, but cow population has risen by about 300,000 extra cows. And of course, it's their emissions that are causing the problem.
Okay.
But an awful lot of science has been done by Chagas and other science bodies to try to tell people, look, it's not as bad as it is. A lot has been done, and we will get there. And Irish agriculture has been asked and will deliver eventually to between now and 2027 to cut emissions by 25%.
Big ask.
And the first 21 or 22%, not a big ask.
Okay.
The last 2%, yeah.
Okay.
Big acts.
All right. And is that the biggest difficulty, is that the biggest concern that farmers across the country have at the minute?
That and two other things. The rising cost of everything that every single citizen across Europe knows
yes.
Is happening at the moment. Prices are rising everywhere, thanks to the various issues, but above all, thanks to the war in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one then is the availability of oil to look at, drive tractors and cultivate the land and produce mm-hmm. the crops we're asked to produce, and also the availability of certain fertilizers to make certain sure that crops produce enough of yield to keep the farmer in money and to keep the rest of Europe and the world fed.
Mm.
Yeah, they're the issues. That's it.
You're very kind to give us so much time. If I can, I want to ask you, because I'm interested in the your interest and your involvement with the Irish Local Development Network, because I believe you're very involved in Tipperary in that.
Yeah, I've always been involved in. You know, I'm not a young person anymore, Ger, but
none of us are.
I've always been involved in my own community and in community development, and I, you know, I did everything that one would do in rural Ireland. But back then, in the early 1990s, we had the famous leader program, which was developed in Europe, and I got heavily involved in that, where a local group came together and formed themselves into a local development company who then used money, whether it came from the Irish government or whether it came from Europe, for the benefit of the communities in which they live in. And there is no doubt that if you go back to the early days of the Rural Development Programme in particular, an awful lot of good ideas came to the local development companies. They had funding to help people out. People set up small businesses in remote parts of rural Ireland and not so more parts of rural Ireland. And most of those little businesses, whatever they are, employing one to five people, have grown. And some of them have, that I know of, are now employing 60 people. Sorry about that, Joanna.
That's all right. That's all right. It adds to the live element of it.
Well, I can't cut it, I can tell you. It's drowning me out here.
It is. We can wait for it. There's no panic.
The lady that's the broadcasting that now is 90 years of age.
Oh, that's Anna May.
No. It's Carrie Atchison.
Oh, yeah.
From Clonmel. Yeah, she'd be one of the Barlows.
All right.
No, you can cut this in or cut it out. She's been synonymous with PA here for... all her life.
90 years.
She goes back as far as she did the PA in my first ploughing championship was in 1964.
Wow.
And she was the PA then.
Well, fair play.
And she's still doing it. But anyway, we're talking about local development companies.
Yeah.
You know, great work has been done. Now, okay, the funding in recent years has been cut and we're getting less from the government here in Ireland, but we're still getting a fair old whack out of the Europeans.
Mm.
And our job is then to evaluate a project and see if it's worth the investment, and we'll give a grant. It's not repayable. The grant gets that person up and running. Now, they also deliver a social inclusion program, which helps people that are less well off in society to survive more than anything else,
mm-hmm.
and give them training and whatever other needs they have. And that's very important as well. So it's keeping, and there are 49 companies, 35 of them deliver the Rural Development Programme, and they 49 of them delivered the social inclusion programme for the Department of Social Welfare.
Isn't there a lot going on behind the scenes that, you know, are volunteer-led, they're non-profit organisations, and they're so vital to keeping the whole thing going?
Yeah, absolutely. We get no work we do. And I travel the length and breadth of Ireland supporting local development companies. I'm in government departments meeting ministers to try to get more money or a rule relaxed so that we can deliver better for the people that we are supposed to be helping out, whether that's in the rural area or the social inclusion. And we also have most rural development local development companies, sorry, would have job activation programs as well.
Wow, a lot there.
So we're heavily involved, and then
you need plenty of energy for all of that.
Actually, look at it, keeps the mind active, and me active as well, and you know, and when we eventually get a break and go on holidays, and we can turn off and recharge the battery.
You were telling me you're coming to Spain very shortly.
I'm coming to the Canaries in October, 11th of October. My second visit to Gran Canaria in 2022, and try to go twice a year if I can.
Lovely.
Now my Spanish isn't good. I can say ole, but that's about it.
That's all you need.
All right. Yeah.
Listen, Jim, it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much for being so generous with your time. Weather-wise, is it okay?
As a matter of fact, we know the weather is changing.
Oh.
There's a nice little bit of a breeze blowing up, and I'm looking at the flags here, and they're absolutely flying. They were dead yesterday. There was movement out of them. And we're having great skies, and we know that there's something else coming for tomorrow.
Well,
the last day here, but look, we're going to have to get two fabulous days here.
All right. Well, listen, you stay safe. I wish you a terrific afternoon and tomorrow. Enjoy it.
Okay.
Enjoy it as best you can. And thanks a million for joining us. That's Jim Finn. And Jim is the presenter of the Ag Report on Tip FM. And he's also very heavily involved, as you heard him say, in the Irish Local Development Networks.